Hello everyone, welcome to another edition of J-Talk Extra Time. I'm John Steele. For this week's second period, it's just me I'm afraid, but over the next 50 minutes hopefully I'll give you a good roundup of the latest games in J3, that's last weekend's matches, round 15. We'll look ahead to this weekend's games coming up, round 16, and as a quick bonus I'll talk a little bit about the rearranged J2 game that took place on Wednesday evening, Fukuoka visiting Omiya, postponed from round 9. So we'll talk about that game as well. But yeah, without further ado, from the J3 weekend, to be honest, there weren't a great deal of shocks or surprises. Looking through the results, most of the teams that you'd expect to win won their matches, including the leaders Akita. They won 1-0 away at Imabari in round 15. So Akita 4 points clear at the top of the table with a game in hand, and of course still unbeaten so far this season. The crucial goal, this game finished 1-0, and the crucial goal came in the 34th minute. Kaito Chida heading home a corner kick from Nao Eguchi. That's 7 assists this season for Eguchi. He's the leading assister in the league, if that's even a word. But he has the most assists, let's put it that way. Imabari did have a chance to equalise very late on when they hit the inside of the post with a shot from Masamichi Hayashi, but Akita, as they usually do once they score first, they're able to cling on and take all 3 points. So yeah, they're 4 points clear at the top, whereas Imabari are safely in mid-table at the moment in 10th place, very congested middle of the table in J3 at the moment. In second place, it's still Roasso Kumamoto, and they're 3 points ahead of third-placed Tottori. Kumamoto won 2-0 at home against Sagamihara last weekend, a pretty regulation home win for them, I think it's fair to say. No Brazilian strikers in the Sagamihara squad for this game, so no Yuri and no Romulo, which was a bit of a surprise. So Jungo Fujimoto, who joined, I think, earlier this month on a permanent transfer from Gamba Osaka, was influential in this game. Sagamihara did have the ball in the net from a Fujimoto corner in the first half, but it was disallowed, I think correctly, for offside. And Sagamihara also hit the bar early on in the second half when the game was still 0-0. But the turning point was Kumamoto bringing on Hayato Asakawa in the 62nd minute. He scored just 2 minutes later with a cushion volley. And he also headed in Kumamoto's second goal late on for his 5th goal of the season. So super sub Hayato Asakawa was the difference maker in this game. Kumamoto winning 2-0 to keep them second. Sagamihara stay 9th, but they've only won one of their last 4 matches. As I mentioned, Tottori are still 3rd, and there's a slight gap between the top 3 and the chasing pack now. Tottori in 3rd are 4 points ahead of 4th place Nagano. Tottori won at home 1-0 against Numazu, and this game was really all about a virtuoso performance from Tottori's 39-year-old Brazilian midfielder, striker, Fernandinho, who started the game, set up numerous chances for his teammates, and even scored the winner when he put the ball in the net in first half stoppage time. I'll mention Tottori's excellent home record at this point, I think. They lost their opening home game against Gifu a million years ago, it seems like. But since then, they've picked up 6 wins and a draw from 7 home matches. So the Axis Bird Stadium, definitely a fortress for Tottori this season. That could prove crucial in the promotion run-in later on. But yeah, Tottori winning 1-0 against Numazu, inspired by Fernandinho. Numazu, I think, continuing to be a pretty disappointing season for them. They're kind of in the doldrums down in 14th place. So I mentioned Nagano are in 4th. The teams in 4th, 5th and 6th place are all level on 26 points at the moment. So Nagano 4th, Kagoshima 5th and Fujieda 6th. So I think we can talk about these teams all together. For Nagano, it was a routine 2-0 home win for them against Seretse Osaka's under-23 side. Over the weekend, a goal in each half from Kazuaki Sasso and Ibuki Yoshida won it for Nagano. Nagano also hit the post as well when it was 1-0, so they could have gone further ahead, could have won this game by more. So Nagano winning 2-0, unbeaten in 4 matches at the moment and going well. Poor old Seretse's youngsters still at the bottom of the table in 18th place. Now, Kagoshima were the biggest scorers in round 15. They ended up winning 4-1 on the road at Fukushima. That was a third straight win for Kagoshima, so they're going very well at the moment. They didn't take long to go in front in this game. Kagoshima took the lead in the third minute. Kenji Baba was fouled in the penalty area, and he got up to score the resulting spot kick. Three goals in three consecutive games for him. So, his form has coincided with good form for the team as a whole. I know Stuart loves it when ex-Gifu players perform, so it's a shame he's not here to share the excitement of that one. But yes, Kagoshima 1-0 up in the third minute, Kenji Baba's penalty. Fukushima were level at the break, though, thanks to an own goal from the Kagoshima centre-back Kotaro Fujiwara. And it stayed 1-1 until the 61st minute. Kagoshima went ahead with a header from Rei Yonezawa. And in the last 8 minutes, Kagoshima added two more as the game got stretched. Yonezawa went clean through to make it 3-1, his second of the game. And Taku Ushinohama, the winger, added in a fourth, kind of forcing the ball in on the goal line. I'll mention as well about this game, it was played at the Aizu Stadium, one of Fukushima's sub-stadiums, rather than the regular Toho Stadium. So the pitch, whilst not great, is infinitely better than their regular home stadium. We talked about it many times this season, that the pitch at Toho Stadium is awful. So at least it was nice to see some grass on the surface for this game, even though it was an odd shade. It's a bit slightly yellow, but grass is grass, I suppose. So yeah, Fukushima being beaten 4-1 at home by Kagoshima. So Kagoshima 5th. And Fukushima in a kind of torrid run of form at the moment. Four straight defeats for them. They're now 3rd bottom of the table. And to be honest, their defending seems to be getting worse. They looked pretty ropey at the back, especially in the last 30 minutes of this game when they ran out of steam. But a good win for Kagoshima, winning 4-1. And they're going very well at the moment. So Fujieda are 6th. They won 2-1 at home against the weekly haplessness of Saneki. So Fujieda 2, Saneki 1. 5 wins in their last 6 games for Fujieda. So they're also a team in form at the moment. They scored early on here, but it was very harshly disallowed, I think for a foul in the penalty area at the corner kick. But it didn't seem that there was much wrong with it to me, but the goal was disallowed. Fujieda did go in front after about an hour, though, with a tap-in from Tsubasa Yoshihira, and they were able to double their lead 12 minutes later with a really well-taken diving header from Tsugutoshi Oishi. Kind of looked like a simple goal at first blush, but if you watch the replay, he has a lot of work to do to kind of direct the ball past the goalkeeper, so a great goal from him. Ryoto Kamiya pulled a goal back for Saneki very late on. It's worth checking this goal out because there's just no reaction at all from the Fujieda defender who's supposed to be marking him. It's Michitaka Akimoto, number 6. He just doesn't... I think he realises a little bit late that Kamiya is going clean through, but doesn't even bother chasing back. I guess he must have been really confident that Fujieda were going to hang on and win the game. But really strange to see a defender not even bothering to chase back when a striker's going clean through. So worth checking out online. It was a weird moment of the weekend for me. So Fujieda 6th, as I mentioned, beating Saneki 2-1. Saneki stays second bottom, and they've picked up just 8 points from their 15 matches this season. I know they've had plenty of games where they've been unlucky, but the pattern is too consistent to just be down to bad luck, I think. I think it's going to be a long, hard season for them. FC Gifu are up to 7th. They've picked up 3 wins and a draw in their last 4 matches, and they produced probably one of their best performances of the season, I think, over the weekend. They won 3-0 on the road up in Hachinohe. Maybe something that helped them was it was typical Gifu 2020 weather. I've often joked with Stuart that every Gifu game seems to be played in the rain, and it was the case again over the weekend, wind and rain up in Hachinohe. But it didn't bother Gifu, I think they're used to it by now. And they were 2-0 up inside the first 17 minutes here. There was a brilliant kind of back-heeled flick from Wataru Hashimoto in the 9th minute, which was very nonchalantly done, but an excellent kind of back-heel flick looping over the goalkeeper to make it 1-0. And Machida Bright, scored his first J-League goal in the 17th minute when he was teed up by Hiroyuki Takasaki. So Gifu were cruising inside the first 20 minutes here. Their job was made even easier just before the midway point of the second half. The Hachinohe defender Kiyoshi Nakatani, who was making his first start of the season, picked up a second yellow card for a bad tackle on Takasaki. So he was sent off. So Gifu 2-0 up, had to play the last quarter of the game against 10 men. And Takasaki was able to head in a late goal, a third goal for Gifu towards the end to put the icing on the cake. So Gifu winning 3-0. They're up into 7th, as I mentioned. Hachinohe are in 11th place, and there's three teams bunched together on 15 points around the midpoint of the table. Hachinohe, one of those. In other matches, Katare Toyama won 1-0 for the second game in a row, but they still slipped down to 8th place because of Gifu's win at Hachinohe. This time, Toyama won 1-0 at home against Gamba Osaka's under-23 side. The critical goal came in just the 14th minute here, an own goal from the Gamba defender Tatsuya Yamaguchi. But Toyama also had another goal disallowed for offside before half-time. Gamba played really well as usual, you know, really impressive display as we've come to expect from them really. They almost equalised early on in the second half with a header that hit the crossbar, and then the follow-up effort was acrobatically cleared off the line by an alert Toyama defender. So Toyama won this game 1-0, but they had to work quite hard to get all 3 points. So yes, they're in 8th place at the moment. Gamba's under-23s, one of these teams in mid-table, on 13. And the other game on the slate from round 15 was in Morioka. Iwate lost 3-1 at home to YSCC. I think this is the only match on the weekend slate that could go down as a bit of a surprise result, really. So first win in 8 games for YSCC, who are in 12th place in the table right now. But for Iwate, a very worrying poor run of form continues. It's 5 defeats in their last 6 now, leaving them struggling down in 15th. YSCC's target man, striker Takuya Miyamoto, was very dangerous, really up for this game. He hit the crossbar early on and had a goal ruled out for offside as well. And YSCC eventually went ahead in the 32nd minute. Iwata's goalkeeper, Tomoyuki Suzuki, dropped a catch following a corner, and the YSCC defender Minoru Hanafusa was able to sweep in the loose ball from close range. It was 2-0 before half-time, and the danger man Miyamoto finished off a quick counter-attack to make it 2-0. And Miyamoto added a third goal on a quick breakaway in the 83rd minute. That's his 9th goal of the season, so I'm not sure if that might make him joint top or very close to the top of the scorers' charts with Kaito Taniguchi from Kumamoto. Iwate did grab a consolation goal right at the end. It was YSCC goalkeeper Issei Oichi's turn to make a mistake. He spilled a corner kick, much like his opposite number had in the first half, and Shota Yomesaka was able to force the ball over the line for a consolation. But it finished Iwate 1, YSCC 3. A great win for the boys from Yokohama, I think. Looking ahead to the weekend coming up then, round 16, it's going to be busy because there's a full round of games over the weekend, but also all the J3 teams have a midweek round taking place on Tuesday, September the 22nd, a national holiday in Japan. So some of those Tuesday games, they're not all evening games, there are some games in the afternoon as well. So quite a quick turnaround from the weekend games going into midweek. Looking at the round 16 fixtures, there's one game this evening, Friday, September the 18th. It's a 7 p.m. kickoff with Seretsu Osaka's under-23 side hosting Toyama. All the other games, because of that Tuesday round coming up, all the other games are being played on Saturday. Quite a wide variety of kickoff times, so pretty much in chronological order. 1:30 on Saturday, Sanaki host Iwate. A battle of teams in the at the wrong end of the table. There are some trademarked bangers at 3 p.m. We have a match between Akita and Tottori, so first place hosting third place, which should be a good one. Also at 3 p.m. on Saturday, Fujieda hosting Kumamoto, so sixth place hosting second place, both teams in good form recently. That should be a cracker as well. Also at 3 p.m. Numazu host Fukushima. There's one game at 5 o'clock, it's Sagamihara against Imabari. One game at 6 o'clock. It's Gamba Osaka's under 23 side hosting Hachinohe, two mid-table teams. And at 7 p.m. I think another interesting looking game. Gifu host Nagano, 7th place hosting 4th place at 7 p.m. And the last game on the slate, also at 7 p.m, Kagoshima hosting YSCC. So yeah, full round of games at the weekend to look forward to. But also it'll be interesting to see with that midweek round coming up. Maybe there'll be some rotation, some different players being used. We'll wait and see. But yeah, good round of games coming up at the weekend, I feel. Okay, last but not least then, before I disappear, I'll just mention that this midweek, Wednesday night, saw the postponed Round 9 J2 game between Omiya and Fukuoka finally take place at NAC 5. This was postponed back when Hiroyuki Mae returned an inconclusive or positive PCR test for COVID-19 just before the game was originally scheduled to be played. So it was postponed and played on Wednesday night. Fukuoka winning 1-0. On the night and going really well at the moment. It's a fourth straight win for them and it lifts them up to fifth place in the table. The critical goal was in the 65th minute. Juanma finishing off a low left wing cross from the Fukuoka captain Hiroyuki Mae. I don't know if it's ironic that he was the player whose positive PCR test caused this game to be postponed, and then he pops up with the assist for the winner in the rearranged game. That might just be a coincidence, but interesting stuff. Well taken goal for Omiya. They did respond, they tried to get back into it, but they huffed and puffed without creating a great deal. I think probably Daisuke Watabe had the best chance, but he just headed over the crossbar from close range when he was stretching to get on the end of a cross. So yeah, it finished Omiya 0, Fukuoka 1. For Omiya, no wins in their last four games, and in 13th place in the table, 13 points adrift of the automatic promotion places. It looks like it's not quite over yet, and they've still got a chance. If they can just get it together in the next month or so, they might still have a tilt at the automatic promotion. But out of form at the moment, and it was another kind of disappointing home defeat for them. For Juanma, three goals in his last four games, so I think he's coming into form at the same time as his Fukuoka teammates are coming into form as well. So they look dangerous. A dangerous side at the moment. Yeah, so Omiya 0, Fukuoka 1 in J2 was the final score. Okay, that's all for me. I'll sign off for this edition of J-Talk Extra Time. Sorry it was just me again. As usual, it's scheduling between me and Stuart that's making it difficult for us to get together and cover everything. And of course, the fact that there's so many games coming thick and fast doesn't help. It's a tough old season out there at the moment. But yeah, hope you enjoyed the pod. Thanks again for listening and downloading. And as always, I'd like to thank the patrons who help us to keep things running smoothly and keep the microphones on and the lights on and the aircon as well. It's because it's suddenly super hot and humid again in Tokyo today. So yeah, thanks for the support. We really appreciate it. And enjoy your J2, J3 weekend of football. And we'll be back next week and next midweek to go through the main events and see what happened and what didn't. But yeah, enjoy the weekend. That's all for now. Yeah, take care and speak to you soon. Bye for now.